BFM 89.9 New One from Australian Quartet Zeitgeist Freedom Energy Exchange with the track Intergalactic. Our second story for this evening is on another event happening this weekend. I mean, by now, local songstress Dasha Logan has been a mainstay in the local circuit for a while now. However, she dropped her debut album, Over You, just a little over a year ago at the height of the pandemic. Well, A Night at the Theater represents the inverted commas real album launch and the first anniversary of the album, with Dasha doing the album live as well as old and cover songs. The show is happening at Rex KL this Saturday, the 6th of August, and Dasha joins us on this week's program as we preview this weekend's festivities. Welcome back to the program, Dasha.
Thanks so much, Daryl. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so your show this weekend marks more than a year, actually, just since the release of your debut album, Over You. You actually did an album launch at home. How was that like?
Well, it was during lockdown, so we had no other choice but to have our home album launch, I guess. So I put red carpet on the floor and I put red mat on the floor as well and fairy lights.
Nice.
And then my family members organized a dinner. And we invited only the people who are walking distance from my house.
Mm.
And we played the album on the online streaming platforms on loop.
Wow.
And then we had fake interview sessions, like fake, what do you think about the album? What's your favorite song? Just amongst us. And, it was a lot of fun and I got really super dressed up. So that was unnecessary, but I did it anyway. But it was a celebration for me and also for my family who've been hearing about my album for years and years.
Mm.
So it had to be done. Yeah.
Yeah, a listening party of sorts, right? But this weekend, though, is the real party, the real album launch, if you will. How has reception been for Over You so far?
So far, it's been quite good, actually, because honestly, when I recorded the album, it was a project for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tick this box done, like album done. And when I released it, it kind of felt, okay, letting your child out into the world and whatever happens, happens. I did pitch it on some online platforms where you can pitch your songs and people will listen to it and rate them and place them on their own playlist on their online platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that went, okay, pretty well for some songs. Some songs picked up on your own over here. And I mean, personally, I think it's doing better than I expected it to do.
That's great to hear. Is it just an online stream now, or are you planning to release a physical release soon?
I would love to produce a physical release. The only downside to that is that you can't really print out small numbers. You have to print out a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't use CD players anymore.
Mm.
A lot of cars don't come with CD players also. So
that's true.
Ming and I, but if I do produce large numbers, then it's going to be the very nice kind, like the box set kind of packaging.
Nice.
And then it will be a collector's item more than anything else.
Cool, looking forward to that. I'll talk a bit about your music now, Dasha. Your bass is jazz, but basically your music is full of cross-genre influences and a great way, right, to get a younger generation into jazz. I just want to ask, is this intentional, this whole marrying of genres?
It really wasn't. What I did was is that I took all of my influences, which was, yes, jazz, R&B, soul, pop, rock, and created whatever came to mind. So the selection of genre wasn't even at the top of my head. It wasn't even in part of the process of the writing.
Mm.
It was kind of just organically what came about when writing and producing the songs. So it was kind of, sculptors say that the art is already in the block and they're just chipping away to reveal it.
Mm.
The album felt like that. Like, the song's already there. I was just trying to bring them to life.
Mm.
So in terms of genre, it was already decided. Does that sound too, like, out there? Like, oh, it was already in the stars and I brought it down.
Yeah.
But the genre was just, it is whatever the listener perceives it to be.
Mm, that's nice. Open for interpretation, right? For people who doesn't really know your music, who would you say your stuff is influenced by?
Well, this album in particular, I think, was influenced heavily by this singer named Emily King. She's a singer-songwriter. Also, there's Amy Winehouse is in there, for sure, as a little bit of like the Erykah Badu writing styles, and I mean not her styles, but the risque things that Erykah likes to do and that Amy likes to do, just slotted it in there.
Nice.
In the lyrics. And then I actually wrote a lot of songs based on how I wanted the audience to feel. So I would start a song with like a dance, and like, what would sound like this dance? And then write it from there.
Mm.
So yeah, it was quite fun to be creative with it.
Talking a bit about this weekend show, is called A Night at the Theatre at Rex KL. Tell us a little bit, Dasha, about your backing band. They're all seasoned session musicians, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, they are no strangers to the performing scene.
Mm-hmm.
I have Bourbon Lassie, which is led by Jamie Wilson, and he's been playing guitar since forever. So he also played in my album. He played in one of the songs. The song is called Not a Friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, let's just get Jamie with Bourbon Lassie to come and perform. And I was so lucky that they were all available. He was willing and like, okay, lock that down, please. So I'm very lucky to have gotten them.
Mm.
Also, there's K-Town Clan. And I've known K-Town Clan since I've known Roshan since we were both 18 or 19.
Very nice.
And I just kind of wanted to have his original styles and K-Town Clan's original styles in this show.
Mm.
So also to introduce their possible new music, and also to bring back the music that I listened to from them. Because, you know, when you're 17 and you watch another 17-year-old come up with amazing music that's being blasted on national radio, like, wow, I'm inspired.
Yeah, so for sure.
To be able to work with them is awesome.
Mm.
I've also got Kirsty Maximus, the DJ, who's a friend as well, but you know, whenever she's spinning somewhere, I like to go and watch or dance or enjoy the sets as well. So it's kind of having all of my favorite musicians in one place.
Great, great stuff. How about your own band, Dasha? Can you maybe just run the list of personnel?
I cannot even begin with my band because it's such an amazing array of musicians that, and I always tell them I'm so undeserving and I'm so thankful to them. Mm. So there's Marcus Young, who's his name is Kisa. He's helping me out, actually. He's helping me out with the arrangements and coming up with new ideas for the songs for a live setting.
Mm.
He's on trombone. Got Kevin Chu on saxophone and Syed as well on saxophone. John Thomas on drums. He's also going to be playing with Bourbon Lassie, and he's no stranger to working together with me. I have Nish Tam on the keyboards, and you know, Nish and I work together all the time, so it's just kind of like riding a bicycle for both of us. I've got new musicians I'm working with as well. I have Melissa and Francis, who are actually part of Crinklecut. I have Dave Kitskiniki on guitar. I'm on bass. Yeah, I've got myself.
Great
I've
stuff.
I've got guest singers. I have Roz, who's going to be performing with me as well.
Mm.
So it's it's such a big lineup, and I really sometimes I kind of wrap my head around the thanks I have, but also eventually I will buy the utang.
Eventually is a key word there. Dasha, what else can people expect this weekend? Are you going to be singing a mix of old and new songs?
I will be singing a cover or two and some old songs.
Nice.
Basically, it's going to be a fun, what's the word, not a collection of people, like a small gathering. I'm not expecting a lot of people. Like Rex has had really nice big parties there and big events there, but I'm expecting a small amount of people. I don't know if that sounds like I don't want people to come. So it's like, I didn't feel like people know Rex, and it's not like such a themed event. Like Rex has had some themed events that people really, really are drawn to.
Yeah.
Or else this is more my concert, right, my album launch. So I'm just hoping people come and they are surprised. Who have never heard me or heard of the album before can come and they are surprised by what they hear, especially since it's different arrangements of the song.
Yeah.
Also, they'll be introduced if they've never heard of Bourbon Lassie or K-Town Clan, then they are reintroduced to new music. And also fans can come and watch their favorite bands live, since we're now not in lockdown anymore. We haven't been able to watch our favorite musicians in such a long time. I guess in terms of expectation, I'm expecting, you know, to have a pretty good time without risking a large crowd.
Mm.
You know, I also want to keep it as safe as possible in terms of COVID.
Sure. However, if people do want to come listening to this right now, is there any way they can get tickets?
Mm-hmm, yes, you can get tickets online. You can get it on my social media. I can also send in the link to you to share as well. And you can also find it on the Rex KL website and social media.
Cool. Is there any walk-in tickets as well?
Yes, you can walk in and get tickets as well. No problem.
All right. All right. Great stuff. Dasha, Logan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for this time to talk about my concert. Yeah. I keep saying my concert, but it's just the concert.
Hey, it is your concert. It is your concert. That was Dasha Logan previewing this weekend's show called A Night at the Theatre, a showcase celebrating the first anniversary of her debut album, Over You. Once again, happening this Saturday, the 6th of August at Rex KL. This has been The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. We're about to wrap things up here, but before that, let me just very quickly remind you that if you'd like to check out any of the stories that we've done on this week's show, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my, for the podcast. And if you'd like to get in touch with the program, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong. This has been The Pulse. Gonna end off with a tune from Dasha Logan, taken from her debut album, Over You. This is a track called Played It Right. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9, the business station.